Jordan Spieth currently in the Thule Puckers at Augusta, Andrew. That's beyond the azaleas. That is under the trees. Like, they can't even grow grass where he is right now.
Yeah, not ideal. Not ideal. No. Well, I do have some news that might upset you, Paul.
Uh-oh.
Scott Nason, our friend, our colleague,
right,
our confidant,
yeah,
father and father-to-be.
Yes.
Almost forgot he was supposed to come on with us.
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to.
Scott Nason.
I want
Scott.
All to myself.
You like that? You like that?
Scott Nason.
Scott.
Scott. Like a love song, baby.
Scott Nason.
Scott Nason.
Absolutely, let's go. Scott Nason joining us today. What do you mean you forgot? What else do you have going on a Thursday unless you're making babies?
Paul, every day is a Friday to me because I'm living the good life. Just coming back from a state high school basketball semifinal in Grand Rapids that I broadcast this morning. And just pulling up to the friendly confines of Sault Ste. Marie. So you caught me at the best time you could have today, sir.
There we go. Now, was that...
God, I've got to say, I'm stealing that quote. Every day is a Friday to me because I'm living the good life. That'll be my new excuse for all my behavior.
There you go. Now, was that the... this isn't going to matter to any of our listeners, but I have to ask, were you broadcasting the Rudyard game?
I was. Okay. They took it on the chin a little bit today, losing to a private school, which happens in this state.
It does.
As you know, Paul, but they made their first semifinals in almost 60 years, so it was certainly a lot of fun.
Wayne in Ohio wants to know, Scott, did you get one past the goalie?
No, unfortunately, kick saving a beauty at the end, so we're going to start the game over and try again this month.
That's the best part about it, is you can do that every single time. Scott Nason joining us. We like to go, this time of year, we like to just kind of go around the sports world. And I know, obviously, you've been driving, so you haven't been able to watch a whole lot, but have you been able to keep up with the Masters and the way that Augusta is absolutely killing the golfers today?
Yeah, it doesn't look like a lot of low scores today. I think the person in the lead is about 2 under.
Three, yeah.
You know, that course can be kind of funky. You know, players know it well, but, you know, how the course is and weather conditions always play a factor. Certainly, I expect a few more low scores as the week goes on, but certainly the friendly confines of Augusta, if you will, having their way with some of the top golfers in the world today.
We haven't talked a whole lot of soccer recently, Scott, because we've had NFL and college basketball and all of that stuff going on. So let's delve in a little bit to what you and colleagues of yours like to refer to as the beautiful game. Manchester United right now taking on Granada. My mom used to own one of those cars back in the day. 1-0, man. You up on Granada. Scott, this seems like they should be up more than that on a team named after a 1980s, I believe, GM product.
I believe you are correct on that one, Paul, and they should. And with Manchester United, they're putting a lot of their focus in the Premier League right now. They're in a battle for top couple spots, not the first place spot, because Man City pretty much has the Premier League wrapped up. You know, maybe taking a Granada side a little lightly, but Granada is a pretty good team out of Spain, out of La Liga in Spain. And so, you know, Manchester United may not have put their best team forward today. I would expect them to win. And the Premier League's doing pretty good overall in the European competitions. Man City won yesterday in the Champions League, or a couple days ago, I should say. And Chelsea got a nice win at Porto. Liverpool kind of took it on the chin at Real Madrid. So Premier League doing pretty good in the international competitions, as one would expect, because most people think that's probably where the best soccer is being played right now.
That's fair. You mentioned Man City, 23 victories on the season, sit atop the table in the Premier League. Interestingly enough, Scott, no surprise, Man U in second, Leicester City in third right now. Scott, we know that the people love a little Leicester City story.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is a team that many people thought would fall at this point, maybe not out of the Premier League, but they might fall in the middle of the pack. And they just keep getting it done. And, you know, Man City, they are just rolling right now. It took a slow start for that squad, and Liverpool last season just absolutely running over everyone, and they've struggled. They lost in the Champions League the other day, and right now they're outside the top four. So it's certainly very interesting in the Premier League, and of course you have relegation coming up with a few of the bottom-level teams, and the regular season means so much in the Premier League because you have so much going on. First place is locked up. You want to finish in the top four so you get a Champions League position for the next season. And most importantly, to the bottom teams, you want to avoid relegation because once you get out of the Premier League, it's a heck of a battle to try to get back in.
Wayne just texted me what apparently had to be the Wikipedia definition. It was a Ford Granada, Scott, manufactured from 1975 to 1982, and it was the flagship sedan of Ford Europe. He said his family had a two-tone one back in 1982. My mom had a silver one back when I was a kid. You mentioned relegation, Scott. Andrew and I were talking the other day. Our favorite baseball player, Gary Sheffield, also owns a soccer team, Sheffield United. They currently sit in dead last in the Premier League, and it doesn't look like they really, I don't know how many, they played 30 matches. What do they play in a regular season? Do they even have a chance to dig themselves out of last place?
No, because they're so far behind the 7th place team, or 17th place team right now, and that's kind of a surprise. Sheffield United finished in the top half of the Premier League last year after promoting a couple seasons ago, so they're going to have a hard time. The real battle is where you have the 18, 17 teams, West Brom, they're in that section as well, along with Fulham, more half Fulham than anything
that's
this
fair.
Year. So
fair.
There's a couple teams that will probably try to avoid relegation, have a good shot, but Sheffield United, not going to be one of them. They will be out of the Premier League.
Well, and the one that intrigues me, Scott, there's actually a two, but I'm going to start with Brighton and Hovey Funeral Home Albion. Currently sitting at a minus five. The jokes are for Scott and I. Currently sitting at a minus five right now, which means their goal differential isn't horrible, but only 7 wins on the season.
Yeah, they've been blown out in a lot of their losses, and one of those teams, again, that there's usually a batch of about 6 or 7 teams that promote and then hang on for a couple seasons, and Brighton is certainly one of them, but they've played a lot of close matches, gotten a lot of draws, but when they've lost big. And sometimes it comes down to goal differential, Paul, because at the end of the season, if you're tied with the team and you're in that 17-18 spot, it could be total goals, or I should say goal differential, is the one that knocks you out. So they'll be in good shape there because some of those other teams have a much bigger deficit.
In the Europa League, the New York / Texas Rangers currently sit atop of Group D. I have no idea who they even are. I'm looking at some of the, there's Leicester City. Okay, that one I recognize. AC Milan I recognize. What, Europa League or Europa League is the next step down. Champions League is the big one, right?
Easy way to compare it is the NCAA basketball tournament and the NIT. It's pretty much the same thing with that. The NCAA tournament is the Champions League. You got the best teams in all the divisions in Europe. The Europa League, or the NIT, if you will, takes the next batch, the fifth and sixth place teams out of those. But if you win the Europa League, you can advance the Champions League. So how about that? NIT tournament winner gets an automatic bid in next season's NCAA tournament. Doesn't work in basketball, but does work in soccer.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm looking at the MLS table. They haven't started playing their 2021 season. When will that begin?
I believe that begins here in a couple months. They are doing, some MLS teams are playing in the CONCACAF Champions League, including Toronto FC. They were in action yesterday against a team from Mexico. I was watching some of that at the Amway Grand Plaza in Grand Rapids. We stay in style when we do broadcasts
on
the roof.
Man, wow. Apparently you're paying for that on your own, out of your own pocket.
No, our good buddy is.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good. Milk him. All right. So we have a little bit of a dilemma here, Scott Nason. As you know, normally you would be asked questions that Andrew Alex got wrong Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. However, Andrew Alex has batted 1,000 this week so far.
Haven't missed a question.
He has not missed a question yet. He's got 2 questions later, actually, after this segment today to try to get the sweep. by himself for the week. So what we've decided, Scott, is Andrew has how many?
I have eight.
Eight Masters-related questions for you, Scott Nason. I have not seen these. I don't know what these are going to be like. I don't know how easy or hard they will be. But you have to get four or more or five or more, Andrew?
Four or more. And so some of these are ridiculously hard.
Okay.
And in that situation, because I got this from a quiz from a magazine.
All right.
So it was multiple choice. If I think Scott can get it on his own,
okay,
I won't give him the options. But if I think that the options would be beneficial or it'd be like almost impossible to not hear the names, then I'm going to give him the options.
All right.
First one.
Okay, hold on. We got to do this right. Oh, wait. Hold on. We got to do this right. It's time for Scott Nason Trivia, where Andrew Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll ask the very fertile Scott Nason random questions about the Masters this week in an attempt to earn points and screw me out of Sprite bombs. That's how this works. Scott Nason, are you ready, sir?
We're not in my wheelhouse with the Masters, but I will do my best, gentlemen.
All right, that's fair.
All right, question number one. Name the youngest ever Masters champion.
I think Tiger Woods, but I could be wrong on that one. Give me Tiger Woods.
Hey!
That's correct.
Right, wow.
Good start.
All right. Question number two. Name the only player to complete the career Grand Slam of the modern majors at the Masters. Your options are Tiger Woods.
I think I know this.
Gene Sarazen. Or Gary Player.
Okay, I do not know this. I thought it was Phil. I thought it was Phil Mickelson, so I would have been wrong.
I'm going to eliminate Tiger because he won it pretty young, and I think he won another one later on. So I think it's between Sarazen and Player. Give me Gary Player.
Gary Player.
Oh. Ah.
All right. One for two, Scott. Don't worry. We still have a chance here. Number three. Who is the last Masters champion to win wire to wire? Your options, Patrick Reed, Jordan Spieth, Bubba Watson.
Wire to wire. Jordan Spieth.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
all
Bubba.
Right, there we go.
All right.
Question number four. Who has the most runner-up finishes at the Masters without ever winning? Your options, Greg Norman, Ken Venturi, and Tom Weisskopf.
It's got to be Norman. I'm almost 100% sure on that one.
Greg Norman.
I think it's Weisskopf. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weisskopf. Weisskopf. Yep. I thought that was the answer.
All right. So we're halfway there. You need to split these next four questions, Scott.
Okay.
Question number five. Who is the only player to lose the Masters in a playoff twice? Ooh. Your options, Greg Norman, Chris DeMarco, and Ben Hogan.
I'll go with Norman again.
Norman. I think it's Hogan.
Paul gets it. All right. Question number six. Who won the first sudden death playoff in the Masters? Your options. Larry Mize, Fuzzy Zoller, and Craig Stadler.
The Walrus. Who is the second one, Fuzzy Zoller? I'll go with him.
Fuzzy Zoller.
That was going to be my pick, right, too, Scott. Good one. Good one.
Yep.
All right. One more. One more, and we're good to go, Scott.
Two questions. Got to get one of these right.
This is a good question.
Okay.
Question number seven. Who is the only player to finish runner-up in the Masters to both Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods? Your options are Tom Kite, Mark O'Meara, and Jay Haas.
I think Mark O'Meara.
Mark O'Meara.
Tom Kite.
Tom Kite, yep.
Oh.
All right, well, this is for all the marbles,
Scotty.
Do or
die, Scotty. 3 points on the line here, mister.
Who won
on
the first Masters in 1934?
Oh, gosh.
Bobby Jones, Gene Sarazen, or Horton Smith?
Scott, I'm gonna help you out here. I don't know. Maybe I'm not gonna help you out. I feel like Smith is the right answer, and I do because I feel like the other two names are too obvious.
And that's what I was thinking too, Paul. I'm going with your logic.
There, I cost myself some Sprite bottle money right there, but
Scott and Nason coming in clutch. Some of those questions were hard. I tried them myself. I only got three, so.
I'm happy to bat 500 on them, Andrew.
That's fair.
Scott and Nason coming in clutch. So what are we at now, Paul?
6 points right now. You can earn a seventh point. So this is where it gets interesting. You can earn a seventh point, which means Jimmy Cleveland's double or nothing tomorrow would be worth, or double points tomorrow would be worth seven, which would get you three Sprite bombs.
Now, what concerns me is, A, Jimmy Cleveland's overall availability because of the $100 round of golf, and B, let's just say he's teeing off at 8 o'clock in the morning. What's he going to do for all 18 holes?
Beautiful. I love it. I love it. Yeah. This is my chance to not have Jimmy Cleveland put the hose to me. Scott Nason, where can our listeners get more great Scott Nason?
You can go to the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Our show has been on hiatus for a few weeks because of playoff basketball, but you can also find a lot of good other sports content on that site.
All right. Hey, man, as always, we appreciate you. I'm glad you got home safe, and enjoy your off season. I believe this is a little bit slower of a time for you.
Yeah, it starts the umpiring season Monday, Paul. Oh. So we'll stay busy up here.
All right. Be good, then. I'll talk to you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Scott Nason, love having him on every week with us. When we come back, Andrew's going to try to get himself another point. I think there's only two questions today. Let me just look real quick. There might be three, and I feel like they are there are two questions, and they're both easy, so you have to get both of them. It's the drive.